Hi, everyone. Welcome to Brothers Less Grim. I am Mark, and with me is Jeff.
Hi.
That was real creepy, Jeff. And if you like coffee pots, you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. We do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know exactly what we're doing, check out our episode zero. We do have a content warning for this story, due to dark moments related to violence. So, with that in mind, let's get into it. This episode, we have kids at a slumber party who are interrupted by a malicious force as they're trying to figure out what to do next. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the No Sleepover. So, all of the princes and princesses of all of the various lands have come together to have a slumber party at, let's go with, Prince Hector's tower. And they're having a great time, and they're doing all your classic makeover game or sleepover games. They're playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey. They're doing makeovers. They're doing all the great stuff. And eventually, an evil fairy descends down on them and tells them that they must all stay up until dawn, or else they will die. And I'm going to pass it down over to you.
Okay. So they're all like, ooh, that's kind of terrifying. We have to stay up, and I'm already feeling sleepy, says Princess Sasha. And Hector is like, all right, guys. It's not that hard. We just need to stay up. So we've kind of already done all the fun games and the makeovers, and it's really inconvenient that this happened right as we were going to go to sleep. But we got to do something, okay? So why don't we play a game or something? We can play Spin the Bottle. Huh? Anybody? Anybody into it?
I don't want to kiss you, Hector. You always are trying to kiss us. I think you got this fairy to threaten us just so we would kiss you, Hector.
All right, we don't have to play. Just invited you guys over. Feels just an idea. We don't have to play. We could play a different version, but it's not about kissing, if you want. It's just an idea. You know, if you have a better way of staying up, then that's up to you. I mean, maybe we could, like, make a potion or something that will, like, keep us up at night. I don't know. Anybody got ideas? I'm all for it. Over to you.
I like the awake potion. That seems like the least could go wrong if we make a potion that will make us all awake. Does anyone know about that? And they're all quiet for a second, scratching their chins. And one of them, let's go with...
So we got Hector and we got Sasha.
Sasha? Let's go with Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. Prince?
We're not sure. They're non-binary.
It's just a Yahtzee. So,
they prefer
Yahtzee has a crown. We know that.
Mm-hmm. And you know they don't want to grow up to be a king or a queen. They want to grow up to be a sovereign.
Okay.
So Yahtzee it kind of takes themselves not seriously, but they were just thinking. You know what I'm thinking? Every morning, my mom and dad seem to have a wake-up potion. And they're just like, yeah, do you know how they make it? And it's just like, I think they use some magic beans. They seem to ground them up and then, roast them
and then put them in boiled water.
But where can we find such beans? Such magical beans.
They keep them in what they refer to as the pantry, but it seems to be where they keep all of their magical ingredients to make such potions. Every night, they make different types of potions that seem to...
Is it going to taste good? If it's not going to taste good, I don't want to drink it.
I don't know if they seem to like it. I don't know if Will... I mean, so... If anything, I think my mom has said that she sometimes has what she calls decaffeinated magic potion, wake-up potion, in the afternoon because she just likes the taste. So I bet it tastes pretty good. And the kids are all very excited. And they're just like, Yahtzee, let's find the magic beans for to make a wake-up potion. I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay. So they go down to the pantry. They're all wearing pajamas. Some of them are onesies. They look great. Hector's got a little candle to guide them through the hallways and the stairs. They go down to the pantry, and they find some magic beans. They find a teapot or a wakey-wakey potion pot. A little tall cauldron, if you will. And they aren't exactly sure what to do, so they just kind of put the beans in the pot. And then at that point, the fairy just comes in and, like, does a little spell. And the cauldron comes alive. And it just runs away. And then they, like, you can see it through the window, and it just, like, jumps over the palace wall, and it's just, it's gone. It jumps really high. And the fairy's like, not that easy. Over to you.
The kids are just like, we were going to make wake-up potion with that. And the fairy's just like, I don't care. I'm trying to cause chaos amongst the realms here. Good night, everyone. And then she flies away. And the kids are just looking at each other. And they're scared. They're just like, how are we going to stay up all night if we can't use potions to do it? And the kids are just like sitting there. Just like, what's the next thing that people do in order to wake up? And one of them, Horatio, Prince Horatio, he says, like, well, you know, I like to, you know, do all sorts of stunts. And he does air quotes when he says that. And my parents call me an adrenaline junkie. And it usually wakes me up. So we could do something like that. And the kids are just like, okay, like, what do you have in mind? And they go back up the tower to Hector's bedroom. And Horatio is just like, check this out. And he, like, takes a bunch of sheets, ties them together, and then he just jumps out the window. And he's just like, I call it bungee jumping. And then it doesn't quite work, and he just splats against the wall. And he's, like, kind of dazed and confused. He tied it around his ankles. So, like, he's still attached, and they pull him up. And it's like, Horatio, are you okay? They've rescued him. And they're just like, and he's kind of mumbling to himself. He's barely conscious. They're just like, Horatio. And he's just like, who's Horatio? And he's like, oh no, he's forgotten his own name. And he starts to doze off because of the head injury. And they start slapping him. He's like, Horatio, wake up. No, don't fall asleep. And he falls asleep. And the evil fairy comes down laughing and just kind of like grabs at Horatio, and then his body kind of melts away into black smoke. And then the evil fairy laughs at that and flies away. It's just like, one down, and flies away. I'm going to pass it to you.
That's terrifying. This fairy... I... Hector's just like, should we like leave? Should we try to escape? Or try to find like get guards in here to like protect us? And like, if we need to, you know, if she comes and tries to attack us, maybe rescue us from the attack. Or I feel like she can just come and go as she pleases. She's kind of toying with us. It's like, how do we know that she's going to let us go at the end of the night? How do we know she's not going to do this, like, keep moving the goalposts or do it again tomorrow night? Like, this is, maybe instead of playing by her rules, we should play by our own rules.
But how, Hector?
I honestly, first idea that comes to mind is spin the bottle. I know that it's not, it's just, it's been on my mind. You guys dismissed it like really quickly. And
same princess before. It's just like, Hector, how is that going to save us in this situation?
I feel like she doesn't want us to play. But we don't have to play. We don't have to play. And then, Prince, let's see. Goggle. Oh, Goggle. It's a silly name. Prince O'Goggle.
Prince O'Goggle.
He's kind of interested in bungee jumping, so he kind of just goes over to the window while they're talking about spin the bottle, and he just kind of looks out. And then he notices that it's a full moon, and then he starts transforming into a werewolf. And as he's transforming, he's like, oh yeah, guys, I'm a werewolf. You're going to want to run away from me. You're going to have a whole new set of problems. Get away from me. Over to you.
And the kids are just like, what do you mean you're a werewolf? It's the full moon. Did you just like, like you came to a slumber party when you knew it was the full moon?
I did. I'm like, bad at keeping up with this stuff. It sneaks up on me. Like when you invited me to this, like I put it on my calendar and then I made a note to check it was a full moon.
And Yahtzee's just like, guys, stop explaining it to yourselves. Let's get out of here. And they run out and then close the door. And what was it? O'Goggle?
O'Goggle.
O'Goggle.
I was just looking at my keyboard on my computer.
Continues. O'Goggle continues to transform and is like, oh, it's probably a good thing that Yahtzee got them out of there. Because he finishes turning into a werewolf and he starts like crawling out the door and is just like trying to like get out. And the kids are terrified of this. It's just like, now we don't only have to worry about this evil fairy, but we also have to worry about this angry
hungry,
werewolf.
Hungry
werewolf that is now locked in my room with my bottle, by the way.
It's not like we're going to play anyway. I feel weird that you're bringing it up so consistently.
We might have.
I would have said yes under really any circumstances.
And he's just like, listen, okay, stop it. I'm just saying, like, is there anyone that's a vampire in here that was just so we can, like, verify all of the threats that we have? And there's silence. No one is a vampire.
No one's secretly the fairy in disguise or anything. No one's like, she's not being cute or it's like, oh, look, I'm one of the princes.
No. Yeah. Is there anything that any of us have to worry about that would make a third threat come up?
Sasha raises her hand. I'm allergic to werewolves. It's their fur. So if he gets near me, but I get away, I'll still be like sneezing a lot.
Oh, I mean, we were close before. Are you?
I'm okay.
Like, are you
okay?
Cool.
The airflow is pretty good in there because you had he was next to the window and I was kind of close to the door. And then I think he had like another window. And then we got out pretty quick. So I'm okay.
Good.
But just, we might have to keep track of which rooms he goes into as well. Because if he sheds a lot, then that also could be an issue.
I mean, ideally he stays locked in my room. I don't think werewolves can open doors.
Okay.
But I guess there is the open window. And who knows, maybe werewolves like jump out through open windows and are fine. I'm going to pass it over to you.
I want to pick up with the tall cauldron. I just really want to check in on it. With the magic beans. So I feel like it ran away a little too quickly. And you know what? Internally, it kind of feels like it ran away too quickly. Because what happened in there was it came alive and was given like the ability to run and jump. And it was given the strong urge to leave the palace and the tower. But now it's been running and it's gotten pretty far down the road, you know, almost to the next town over. And the magic, the urge is starting to wear down. And now it kind of wants to go home. And it ran out so frantically that it doesn't exactly know where to go. So it wanders in to the nearest little farmhouse. And there's a dog there that starts barking. And it tries its best to communicate to the dog, like, hey, which way is Prince Hector's palace?
Can it speak English or is it?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It's got to use, it's like pointing its little cauldron head and it like points so aggressively that it tips over a little bit and actually some of the magic beans fall out and then it gets an idea. It tries to spell out Hector with magic beans on the ground, but the dog makes it tough, so it doesn't get very far, and then it runs out of that little, I guess that was more of a, well, no, that could still be a farmhouse. No, it doesn't need to be a barn. Dogs can stay in the farmhouse. So it runs out of that room and then tries to regroup, and it's trying to get back home. Over to you. We needed an update on that character, I think. Or I did, anyway.
So Hector, Yahtzee, Sasha.
Horatio.
The one that...
Horatio died.
Horatio's dead.
And then Ogoggle.
Ogoggle is the werewolf.
Is the werewolf. And I think did we name anybody else? So Hector, Sasha, Yahtzee are our three named good guys.
Mm-hmm. And then there's at least the princess who is against playing spin the bottle at all costs.
Okay. Do you want to give her a name now? And then we can...
Carissa.
What, was that a name? Or
Princess Carissa.
Oh, Carissa. Okay.
Let's go one more.
Can we hold off on that? I feel like if we name them at the same time, we're more likely to forget because... I don't know. You just want to introduce them one by one, I think.
That's fine. I just want to establish a number.
Okay. Okay. So we'll call it five.
Five who are active. So
Hector, Yahtzee, Sasha, Carissa, and then an unnamed fifth one who we will name when we have a role for probably him. So we have two and one for gender. Well, although Horatio was already a guy.
I'm counting seven, so Horatio and Ogoggle. Was Ogoggle?
Oh, okay, so then we want a girl here, I think. Assume we kind of want roughly a gender balance. That's, I think, what Hector would have gone for.
Yeah, Hector's magnetic. It's true. If anything, he wanted a slight leaning towards female.
Yeah, I feel like Sasha may have brought somebody. Horatio.
So he invited... Yeah.
She wouldn't have brought Ogoggle, because Sasha's allergic to werewolves. That's...
I mean, they didn't know that he was a werewolf. He does. He kind of even forgot.
He forgot about the full moon. I don't think he forgot he was a werewolf. Did he?
That's true. No.
Okay.
He just forgot it was a full moon.
He's just a little ditzy, I think. All right, so we have a fifth girl who, when she has, like, a moment of, like, heroism or cowardice or some, just something important, I think that's, like, a good time to introduce a character. It's, like, where they're doing something can really make an impression.
So, they're just, great. Us five, there's no more, like, active threats other than the fairy that we just need to stay awake for to avoid, and the werewolf that we just need to keep locked in this room. So let's just go down to the living room and, I guess, play a board game? Like,
yeah, I'm going to suggest not Yahtzee, because, like, I just, for obvious reasons, I think. My parents really loved Yahtzee.
I hear. I thought you chose that for yourself.
Oh, did I? Oh.
No, I mean, I didn't. I didn't know. Like, your parents loved Yahtzee. Let's not play Yahtzee. Let's play. How about we play Treble? Because that's what we're in right now.
I kind of like Treble.
Yeah. Let's play some Treble. So they go downstairs. They open the board game closet. What is this world? And they pull out Treble, and they start playing Treble. And it's going great. They're having a great time. They're laughing. And the fairy is looking down on this, frustrated. She's like, oh, they're not falling asleep. I gotta make this harder on them somehow. And
what could she do to make it harder? If only there was some kind of beast or door that she could affect.
That wasn't what I was going to do.
Oh, really?
Nice. I was going to have her go down and spike the sodas that they have.
Oh, that would make it hard.
And so she goes down and she just, like, opens up a flask and pours alcohol into all of the drinks that they have. And I'm going to pass it to you there.
Okay. So, I think now's the time. I got it. So everybody except for our, as until now unnamed princess, drinks the soda. But when this Princess Juliana, goes to take a sip of the soda, something about it smells a bit off. She's a big soda gal, and it's just, she, at first she just asks Hector, it's like, hey, is this diet or something? I think I prefer regular soda. Hector's like, no, this is regular. Like, and he shows the 3 liter bottle. And then he's like, we still have this much left, and if we finish it, then we have an empty bottle.
Just, why do you want an empty bottle?
Just saying.
Hector.
Just saying that if we spin the bottle. Does anybody... Trouble's really tiring. And then Juliana puts it together. She's like, wait, I think there's something in the soda. Everybody, you gotta stay awake. And she starts, like, shaking them and trying to get them to stay awake, and it's getting desperate. And oh boy, what are they going to do? She tries to get Hector up on his feet, and he does, and she gets him leaning against the wall. Sasha is just kind of curling up, though, and it's just, she can't keep them all awake. Or can she? I don't know. Over to you.
She's just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. They're falling asleep on me. And Julianne is just like, the only thing that I can think of to wake them up is some goddamn adrenaline. She goes back upstairs.
Oh, and, no. Oh, no.
Oh, Julianne, I love you. You idiot.
It's a Hail Mary, but what else can she do?
Yeah, she can't do it. Either all of her friends die, or she wakes them up somehow.
It's either all of her friends die by fairy, or maybe some of her friends die by werewolf.
It's a rough situation that she's in. She's going to open up that door.
Does she tell them on the way up, or is she going to spring this on them?
I think she would have told them, but like I, as the storyteller, skipped that part.
She's just panicked. She's in a hurry. She realizes when she's at the door, it's like, I should have told.
And she opens it, and immediately Ogoggle runs out and runs downstairs, and then she starts hearing the screaming, and there's like, there's a werewolf in here! How to get out of the room? Everybody run! And then there's just some sneezes. And Juliana's like, oh no. And more sneezes. And then there's no more sneezes. And she quietly goes downstairs, and all of her friends are missing, except for Sasha, who, in a sneezing fit, was unable to run away from the werewolf.
I'm imagining she tried, like, hiding behind a door or something, and the sneezes gave her away.
And I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay, so everybody is scattered. And also, everybody except for Hector is lost. They didn't get a good tour of the tower. Also, maybe Hector and Yahtzee are not lost. I'll say that Yahtzee lives nearby. And Yahtzee's been around a few times. So Yahtzee is not lost. Okay. So, strategies. Hector hid in a closet that was pretty well hidden. It's where they keep some of their valuables. So it's this kind of secret hidden behind a bookcase type of closet. So he's in there, and he is like, it's a really thin closet, so he doesn't have room to lie down. Otherwise, you know, he's yawning. So he's kind of cramped in there right now. Yahtzee went to the basement. So he went down another flight of stairs. Because I think they were already pretty low.
Mm-hmm. So they were at the ground floor.
Yeah, okay. So he just went into their wine cellar. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And because Hector really enjoyed showing off the wine cellar. Pretty much every time Yahtzee comes around, he's like, check, look at all these bottles we got here.
Just... One day we'll be able to drink them.
Yahtzee's like, dude, yeah, okay, great, great bottles, man. Great. They look nice. Can we go back upstairs?
Dad said this. He got this bottle the day I was born, and the day I turned 18. We're going to open it, so it's going to be aged 18
years. Do you want to talk about something other than bottles? I feel like we just talked bottles.
Have you kissed anyone yet?
All right, well, I like bottles, I guess. Okay, so he's in there reliving that horrible day.
This is Yahtzee?
Or they are in there, I should say.
Yeah.
Reliving that horrible day. And then Carissa, I believe, is the only other one? Hold on. Hector, Sasha's dead. Hector and Yahtzee taken care of. Juliana went upstairs, so she's still up there. She hid behind the door when the wolf came out. So she's up there. So then, yeah, Carissa would be the only lingering one. And she is in the most dire situation, I would say. Because she went to the kitchen, which is where they came from. You know, they went in there for the magic beans and all that, the kind of near the pantry area, and they also went in to get the soda. So she just kind of went for what she knew, so went back that way. And she maybe continued on through to the dining room, because I said she was lost. So she continued on one or two other rooms, and she's ended up lost. But right now, the wolf is prowling through the kitchen, and she's like got her back against the threshold, right next to a door, and just like behind her, the wolf is like going through the pretzels and the almonds, and it's not really like him, either of those. It wants meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of looks up into Carissa's direction. Over to you.
So the coffee pot.
Yes, I was hoping you would go back to that.
Yeah, so you said it moved into the other room, like,
yeah,
right?
The dog was harassing it, so it tried a different strategy. It, I think, was trying to go find people.
Yeah, so the dog barking eventually wakes up the farmer and his wife, and they open the door, and they see the coffee pot, like, jumping around their living room, and they're just like, what is happening? And it's just, like, trying to communicate. It's just, like, trying...
Hello, I am the fairy. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it.
What? Who are you? Where did you come from?
Just ignore him. Just ignore him. Sorry. He's my pet. Let me just pull him out of here. And then she tries to shove the coffee pot away.
But the coffee pot tries to, like, spin off. Clearly, the coffee pot doesn't want to go with the fairy. And the farmer is just like, calm down. Like, what's happening here? What's, like, this is your pet? It's a coffee pot. Coffee pots aren't pets.
So sorry. So sorry. He's just gets a little rambunctious this time of night.
Okay.
Come here. Come here, coffee. Wakey, wakey pot. Come here.
It looks like it's trying to communicate in some way.
No, that's just kind of how he goes. Don't come here. Come here.
Okay. Do you like need to borrow a leash?
Do you have one?
Yeah, we got a couple. We have a dog, and I guess, like, I get how pets are. Like, sometimes this dog can get a little worked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here's a leash for you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Come here. Come here, boy. Come here.
And they leave, and the fairy has to, like, drag the coffee pot out of the house. And
she maybe gave it a little more zest for life than she had can really control.
And the farmer and his wife just look at each other, and they're just like, that was very strange. What do you think that was about? And they're just like, I don't know. Like, I don't like it. And the farmer's just like, yeah, a lot of strange things happen on the full moon. And wife's just like, strange things indeed. And they look over to see in the distance Hector's castle. And they just kind of wonder. I'm going to pass it to you.
Out in the woods, the fairy yanks this coffee pot, wakey wakey pot, through with the leash. And it yanks back, but eventually she is able to get it to come with her. And she ties the leash to a tree, and then she walks away. And then she walks back with a big rock. And she raises the rock above her head. She slams it down. We just hear the metal on rock. Farmers hear it as well. It's loud, man, and she didn't walk that far away.
She is evil.
It's just all dented, and there's magic beans all around. And it's just, it's still tied to the tree, that leash. And it's just kind of like twitching when the fairy drops the rock and then floats away. Over to you.
I'm gonna take a second there.
I know, I'm sorry. I possibly killed the most lovable character. I feel like it might make it, but I mean, if we don't go back to it, then it's dead. So
yeah.
We'll see if one of us picks it up.
The werewolf, O'Goggle, is heading towards Cassandra. No.
Carissa.
And kind of snarling, and Carissa's just like, no, get away from me. She feels cornered. And Juliana has run downstairs, and she walks into that scene, and she's just like, oh. And then she's just like, starts throwing things at the wolf. You know, just random things that she can reach for, which...
Like what?
She grabbed a rag that was hanging from the oven's like little handle, the door handle.
One point of damage.
Then she actually grabs like the little metal element and is able to take that off and throw that at her at O'Goggle. And that one actually gets O'Goggle's attention, and he looks at her, and she's like, get away from my friend, and then runs away, and the wolf starts chasing her. And now she's in a very dire situation, and Carissa's just like, oh my god, that was the bravest thing I've ever seen. And she then is like, looks around the kitchen, grabs a kitchen knife, and starts chasing the werewolf that's chasing Juliana. And there's a huge ruckus, and Hector's in the closet, right?
Hector's in a closet with valuables. Very small, thin closet. Which has got to be close to the game room.
Yep, and he just kind of like peeks open the door, and he sees Juliana run by, screaming, and then he's just like, huh. And then he sees the werewolf go by, snarling, and then he sees Carissa running past with a knife in her hands, also screaming, and he just like opens the door all the way and looks out confused, and then just closes the door back behind him and stays in the closet. And I'm gonna pass it to you.
All right, so then I will pick up with Yahtzee, who's in the wine cellar.
What? Should we look at endings?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm actually weirdly in a situation where either of these are fine. One of them is better, I think. Where are you at?
Both of these are fine, but I'm more curious by yours because they're not great.
All right. I'm liking it.
Cool.
Okay. So, Yahtzee. They are still in the wine cellar, and they're hearing screams and feeling sleepy and feeling depressed. Just kind of like, oh man, we're all going to die tonight. So Yahtzee goes to the bottle the one that they were, you were saying there was one that he was going to open when he was 18.
There's a bottle that Hector's father got him that they were going to share, Hector and his father, when Hector turned 18.
Is he not 18 yet?
I imagine these are kids.
Okay, I've been imagining, I guess, older, but I suppose they wouldn't be. All right, he's not 18 yet. All right, so he just goes to that bottle then. and he tries to open it. And he finds it a difficult task, and he's like, oh man, this is, thought this was going to be easy. I just kind of wanted to quickly open this up and start drinking. It's kind of like a little like poetic, like, oh man, I'm giving up, but I'm having fun. And now I got to like go upstairs and get a wine opener or a bottle opener. So that's kind of where they're heading. They're gonna go back up the stairs with the bottle, and then you know what? They're gonna turn around. They're gonna go back down the stairs. They're gonna grab a second bottle, and then they're gonna go back up the stairs. They're like, all right, we're gonna just grab a second bottle, just because maybe my friends will want one or something. And then they kind of look around the corners. They hear screams, but they're distant. They hear roars, but they're distant. So they make a mad dash for the kitchen. Over to you.
Juliana has run back up the stairs and has somehow avoided getting caught by the werewolf chasing her before she is able to close the door behind her. And she just hears the werewolf, like, scratching at the bedroom door. And she's holding onto it, she's just holding onto the handle, even though she knows the werewolf can't open the door. But just in case she, like, needs to manually, it's more of, like, a thing that she's doing out of fear than anything. And she's just thinking, is like, wow, my adrenaline plan really worked, to herself. And she hears the werewolf snarling, and then just a soft yelp. And just like, what? And just like another yelp, and another yelp. And she opens, eventually she hears Carissa knock on the door. And she's like, Juliana, it's me, open up. And she opens up, and there's Carissa covered in werewolf blood, and there's just a dead werewolf on the floor, and she's just like, and then they just hug each other, and she's just like, that was the bravest thing I've ever seen. And he's like, you saved me, that was the bravest thing. And they're just like, oh, poor old Goggle, if only he remembered that it was the full moon and didn't come to a slumber party.
I do kind of feel like sort of he's to blame a little bit for this. Just, you know, I mean,
like, just a little, like, just have a calendar, you don't even have to keep track of it. You could like tell someone,
yeah, if you just told us, we would have kept the windows closed, you know what I mean, like.
It's okay, we're safe now. And there's like, let's go find the others. And I'm going to pass it to you there.
All right. I got it. All right. There's the farmers. I'm going to go to the farmers.
Okay.
So they got to go out, of course, to where the metal and the screams were happening. Well, actually, he didn't scream, did he? It's just kind of the clanging.
All right,
so they go out. They bring the dog as well. The dog recognizes the scent, so they go right to the scene of the death. Or possible death? Life, perhaps? I don't know. They go and they find the wakey pot, and they see this horrible crime. And I'll say it now. It's dead here. It's not moving. It's not trying to spell any words with magic beans. It's dead. So the farmer unties the leash from the tree, and he collects as many of the magic beans as he can, puts them in the beat up, banged up, dented pot. And he carries it kind of like a newborn baby, and just cradles it and brings it back to his farmhouse. And then he turns to his wife and says, "Remember when I was looking at that palace? I don't know. I look at this pot. It looks pretty nice. I just have a feeling that I should go to Hector's palace tonight. Do you want to come with? We could bring the dog. Could make it a little fun family outing. Over to you."
And my wife's just like, I get the sense you really need this. It's just like, I don't think I'd be able to sleep. She's like, fine, let's go. And they're also going to go out in their pajamas and fuzzy slippers. And they're going to go. They're going to start making their way to the castle or the tower, Hector's tower.
Are they bringing the dead pot, or is the pot left behind?
They'll bring the dead pot.
Okay.
And the dog. And the farmer and the farmer's wife, they're holding hands, going down the... enjoying a
dog wearing anything?
I mean... Just a collar. Just a collar. Okay. No leash.
The dog's crazy. Crazy.
Dog's a good boy.
No sweater.
No sweater. And I start making their way up to the tower. And it's a beautiful walk in the moonlight. Full moon. They don't. They can see everything. It's going great. Yahtzee is going through the kitchen looking for a wine opener. Going through all the drawers, eventually finds one. He tries to go for the fancy one that's for Hector's 18th birthday, and he's unable. The corkscrew is unable to penetrate the cork.
Magic.
And he's just like, weird. And he just sets it down and he reaches for the other one. And that one he's able to get into, no problem. And he opens that up, finds a wine glass, pours himself a glass, smells it. And he takes a sip and is just like, it's like grape juice. If grape juice was somehow worse, but also even better. It's very complicated. And Yahtzee smells it. He's like, I think I'm becoming a wine person. And takes a sip and is enjoying a glass of wine. And eventually, I guess, Juliana and Carissa, who's still covered in blood, would come downstairs. And they're like, what are you doing, Yahtzee? And they'll just be like, got some wine. You guys want some? And Chris is just like, I think I need something like that. And they get two more glasses, and now those three are all drinking wine, talking about how crazy of a night they're having. And let's just say they're kind of happy because they only have another hour and a half before sunrise. I'm gonna pass it to you. They think they can make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, don't they? Do you think they can make it, Mark? Do you like their chances?
I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will say, I don't like Hector's chances. Hector, he's starting to fall asleep.
Yeah.
He's not able to lie down in the closet, but he moved one of the plates that was resting on the ground. He propped it sideways. So now he's able to sit down. And he's resting his eyes just for a second. Just because he's a little sleepy. He's not going to fall asleep. He's just going to rest his eyes. And then he evaporates black tar smoke stuff. And I think I'm just going to pass it right back to you. I think I just wanted to kill Hector. And I don't know. I don't feel like I could do anything else. It's weird to do something else. I just killed Hector.
Yeah, that's fine. Considering where all the characters are, he's the one that would make sense to
mm-hmm.
die.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are enjoying the wine in the kitchen. They're laughing. They're like, I get why adults like this, and they're enjoying their time together. And the evil fairy comes into the room laughing, and just sees those three drinking wine. And just like, you guys are playing into my hands. That will just make you sleepy. And the kids are just like, I feel like we've had enough crazy things happen tonight that we can just stay engaged talking to one another. Like, I was admittedly getting a little bit sleepy, says Yahtzee, with the soda. But like, the three of us just in the room.
Something about talking. Stabbing a werewolf really gave me a second wind.
And I didn't even have any of that. This is the first bit of alcohol that I had. And honestly, says Juliana, I don't quite like it yet, so I've only had a couple sips to be cool. And the fairy's just like smacks the wine out of her hand. And is just like, if you're gonna waste it, might as well waste it. And like, it shatters on the floor. It's just like, why, evil fairy? Why are you doing this? And I'm gonna pass it to you.
Why? Because I want you out of this place. You see, this tower, this palace, used to belong to me. So now, I'm trying to get it back. And the way I like to do that is by playing games with the people who are in here. I kind of want it back. So, Hector's dead, just by the way, just FYI. And I kind of want to kill all you guys, because you were buds with him, and I just want to kill you. But only if you fall asleep.
Wow. That's such a weird, specific rule, lady.
I mean, you could just say that, like, her magic is more effective when they're sleeping or something. Whatever curse you want to put on her to make it make sense. It's fine with me. Or she could just be crazy. So many things. But for now, the farmer...
We may never know.
Farmer enters the house and sees pretty quickly werewolf Fuller Fur and some bloody footprints and things. And also, you know, some very nice artwork on the walls. Just a nice portrait of a leprechaun. Another equally nice portrait of a dragon. And then a kind of a horrifying picture of a fairy that's just kind of emerging from what used to be a portrait of Hector that they were looking at. And they're getting a little nervous. The dog, especially, is like, no, I don't do werewolves. I don't know about this. But the farmer and the farmer's wife decide that they must venture further into the house. And they hear voices. And they approach. Over to you.
So they go in, and they see three tweens, one covered in blood, drinking wine. Well, two of them are drinking wine. The other has been smacked out of her hand. And they're all looking up at a fairy, saddened, angry and confused by this fairy. And the farmer's just like, hello? And all four of them turn and look at the farmer and the farmer's wife. And they're just like, what is happening here? And Yahtzee's just like, hey, is that Hector's old wake-up juice pot? And they're holding the thing and they're holding the pot in their hands. And the girl's just like, yeah, I think that is. That's the thing that the fairy made come alive. And she's just like, what are you two doing here? And the farmers are just like, what is happening here? And the kids are just like, this fairy's been terrorizing us all night. And they're just like, and the farmer's wife is just like, I knew I had bad vibes from you. And the farmer uses the dented pot that's no longer alive and like catches the fairy in it and like holds it against the counter and it's like banging at the pot. And it's just like, let me out of here. Let me out of here. And I'll pass it to you there.
Okay. So then the farmer weighs it down with more stuff, puts something like a bag of rice on top of it or something. It's just like, all right, is this everybody? Are any of your other friends around? And they're like, no, this is it. The farmer says, all right, well, this place, or I think actually one of the kids might suggest that they burn the place down. So it feels like the fairy is connected to it in a way that is just evil and unshakable. So what they do, Mark, do you want one last turn? Or
no, you can go for it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I just realized that I should probably offer. Yeah, so they just kind of all agree that this place needs to be destroyed. So Yahtzee picks up a couple bottles. Carissa keeps that knife. Mm-hmm. Juliana doesn't keep anything. And they go outside and they just light it on fire using that candle that Hector had earlier. Mm-hmm. And maybe other torches that they find along the way, illuminating the hallways. And they light it all on fire and it burns down. So, they just kind of stand outside and watch it as it burns down. And, you know, the flames rose higher and higher and the wicked place was destroyed.
So, Jeff, what do you think of our kind of spooky story?
I like how spooky it was. I like the premise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do some real horror scenes. We have perhaps the most gut-wrenching kill of the season. the wakey-wakey potion pot.
Yeah, the wakey-wakey potion pot.
Or coffee pot.
I wanted to go with coffee pots as the intro thing. We did go with it, but you were kind of against it.
It's not a coffee pot in the story. It's not referred to as a coffee pot, so I thought maybe we shouldn't say coffee pots in the beginning.
But it's a coffee pot, Jeff. That's all that it is. It's also, you know, a key figure in our hearts, but it's a coffee pot.
I suppose so. I mean, you said it. So I wasn't so against it that I didn't like try to put my foot down or anything. I was just like, I don't know if it's a coffee pot. Should we? I thought like it was worth pointing out that it's like it's within the world of the story. It's technically not a coffee pot.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Well, do you have any kind of like general thoughts on the story?
I mean, I think it was fun to veer down
veer down a different genre than we usually do, and we still have moments of humor. I think Hector's obsession with bottles throughout was often a fun little running gag.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And just the entire werewolf arc was just a delight. Like, that was adding a bunch of chaos and another element of danger to it.
Yes, classic storytelling trick when you have characters in trouble. Just add more trouble. Make it worse.
But yeah, what a sleepover.
Yeah, it's a very fun premise to have the kids at a sleepover being forced to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some problems with flimsy motivation for like why that was the case.
Yeah, the fairy was very much in D&D terms chaotic evil, which I was kind of about.
I mean, yeah, you could definitely see the writer in me when I was like saying like just put like whatever curse on her to make it make sense, like whatever you want to do, because like I know that like you know the little secret of writing is that you can make anything makes sense, so like it's not like a huge deal when things don't make sense. At least when you have the ability to rewrite it later, it's not a big deal. You can just move on and you'll figure that out later, and you'll try to explain it with like one line of dialogue or something. It's like, oh, she tried to kill people, but then that this knight put a curse on her, so now she has to kill people when they're asleep, and that's the only time she's allowed to kill people. It's done.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, yeah. If we had explained it like that, I don't know, maybe that would be still flimsy, because there's like some hoops we have to jump through to make it. It's a really specific thing to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I think if you just kind of accept the fairy, sort of like, yeah, her motivations, if you think about it too much, don't make too much sense. But it also, you may disagree with this, it's not the most relevant thing to the story. Like the kids and their attempts to survive the night are other things that are more interesting to me, at least while listening.
Yeah, I don't think the point of the story is the master plan for the evil fairy.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this episode?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where are we going next time then?
Next time, a young girl wishes upon a shooting star.
Ooh. Does she wish for nice things?
Does she wish for nice things?
Yeah.
Not always.
Well, thank you all for joining us for our story. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night.
Good night. Oh.
Yep. I'm assuming they listened to this before bed.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.